Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This ride is just insane! We're gonna go 165 feet in the air. We're gonna drop down 180 feet, like an 85 degree angle. You ready?
I hate you.
And now we're going into an Immelmann maneuver.
You say an Immelmann?
You don't know an Immelmann?
An Immelmann maneuver. I had that last week, actually.
Coast in the country. With Marcus Leshock.
From WGN TV studios in Chicago, this is Coast in the Country. I am Marcus Leshock, welcoming you to episode 15 of the podcast. Woo! This is where we run down everything that's happening in the theme park world, tell you about all the great places you can travel to across the country, and just have some good old-fashioned family fun. I've had a little bit of a break here because we got all this new equipment in our podcast suite at WGN. They're really investing in podcasts. They want everything to sound as good as possible, make it as easy as possible for us to do podcasts so that we can do more of them. Get in here, get out, really get it up onto the podcast sites everywhere that you listen to podcasts. So if it is a little bit technically sounding different this week, that's why. So I apologize to you for that if there's any difficulties with it. But it is the middle of January right now. We're coming off one of my favorite events of the year. I'm talking about the American Coaster Enthusiast No Coaster Con in Rosemont, just outside of Chicago. They do this every year. It is so much fun. I'm going to tell you a little bit recap of that event, and I've got some updates from the event from my home park, Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois. But this is we actually have a breaking news event. We're going to talk about some of the news in the theme park world, and I've got some news that just came in here. So let's go ahead and get to the news. Yeah, so I'm even going off the script to everything that I planned out to do with this here because I'm just on my Twitter account right now. I'm at Marcus Leshock on Twitter, by the way, if you want to follow me. This is just coming in as I'm taping this. When you're listening to it, you might have known this by now, but I'm just getting the word here. Something that we all kind of thought was coming for sure, but I guess it's been confirmed now. Multiple outlets reporting, and these are outlets in Orlando, trusted, verified outlets. Justin is from Ashley Carter, and she is with Spectrum News down there. Comcast executives have confirmed that Super Nintendo World will be coming to Universal Orlando's new theme park, Epic Universe. Now, this is huge, but it's not unexpected, right? We all expected that Super Nintendo World would come to Orlando. And some of you might be listening saying, what the heck is Super Nintendo World? Well, they are building Nintendo Lands. They're building this brand new, as we've talked about in the podcast, this brand new park in Orlando as part of Universal Epic Universe, right? A whole new theme park that they're building down there. But one of the lands in that theme park will be Super Nintendo World. And I'm going to post a link at WGNTV.com/coastin where you find this episode. I'm going to post a link to some of the coverage of the Japanese Super Nintendo World that is opening. We've been talking about this on television, on WGN Morning News, but the idea is to put you inside of a Nintendo game. So as you walk into this land, you'll be given these bands that will track you. You'll be racking up coins as you go across the thing and having all kinds of different experiences in this land relating to Nintendo characters and Nintendo games. What exactly those are still has to be seen, I think, to experience this. But Super Nintendo World coming to Universal Orlando. The news is official now, which is really big for them. And, it's big for Orlando, right? With everything happening down there, we just came off my episode where we talked all about Galaxy's Edge, all the Star Wars stuff at Disney, and now you've got all this Nintendo stuff, which if you have a kid, I've got a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old who just got a Switch in the house for the first time this past Christmas, and they love it. I love it. It's so much fun to play. It brings me back to my childhood playing Nintendo games. So, that is absolutely big news there with Super Nintendo World coming to Universal Orlando. So let's get to the next story here. We're going to go to Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. The detectives over at BGWFans.com have dug up even more plans for their 2021 project. Again, WGNTV.com/Coastin is where you want to go for that. And I'm going to post a link to it there so you can see what I'm talking about. But you can just go to their site, too, if you want to find it. Just search BGW Fans. They've done a really thorough job with this. And what it is, it appears to be a coaster coming. I'm not talking about the coaster coming this year. I'm talking about 2021. And the layout looks like it'll be some kind of multi-launch shuttle coaster. So you're going to start on a, you're going to be taken over to a launch track, shoot forward a bit, then you would roll back and up a spike, so there'd be a spike in the back of this thing, and then once you get to the back of the spike, you come back down, and then you hit that launch again, and you go very fast over a small little airtime hill, then you go over a turn, and then you hit this gigantic spike, which, according to their reporting, probably about 355 feet tall, this thing. Will you hit all the way to the top of that? I don't know. But it looks massive, and the whole project looks interesting to say the least. But what's really weird about this, Busch Gardens already building Pantheon, a multi-launch coaster that's opening this season. So they got a coaster opening this season, 2020. And then they're going to open another coaster in 2021 that has a kind of similar feel to it. We got to figure out what the final announcement is with this, but the reporting's pretty thorough. I mean, they spent a lot of time writing about this thing. So either way, I mean, you can't complain about a park building coasters in consecutive years, right? It's like every theme park geek's dream is to have your theme park build a giant ride every year. But it looks like they're doing that both this year and next year, and we'll see how those two interact. I don't know if they interact theming-wise or something, or what's going on there, but either way, it looks very interesting. Whatever they're working on, and whatever they're working on, looks like it's going to be big, so I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. All right, let's move to the next story here. We got Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. Going to be a bit easier to ride at Disney World's Hollywood Studios. Fastpass options will be added to the ride starting on February 19th. Thrill Geek has a post about this right now. And apparently some Twitter users have noticed that the option for a fast pass was available starting on that date in February. Right now, the Star Wars flying ride, if you've been on this before, we talked about it a little bit in the last episode, but you get to fly the Millennium Falcon. That's what this is. And you've got to go in the standby line right now if you want to ride it. The wait time, when I was there, it was usually around about 90 minutes to get on board the ride. But, Fastpass is coming, which is great. That is great news if that turns out to be accurate. Rise of the Resistance is still not Fastpass. You got to get a boarding group. You got to get in a boarding group. You got to get to the system early. It's kind of a lottery system going on. But you got to be in the park early to check in and try to get a boarding group and hope that you get one good so you can ride it that day. But, early arrival for Rise of the Resistance still, but it sounds like Fastpass is coming to Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, which is cool. All right, next up here, Universal Studios Hollywood's new Secret Life of Pets ride will be open this spring. The park also gave more details about the plot of the ride. It's going to blend live, dimensional, and animated characters with hyper-realistic media and projection mapping to fully immerse you in New York City. Got all that? So you're a stray puppy in a cardboard box, and you're kind of traveling along a track. It's a dark ride, so an indoor ride, and you're heading toward a pet adoption event and a forever home. So a nice little ride. We've talked about this a little bit here on the podcast. Universal Studios Hollywood, again, it's called Secret Life of Pets Off the Leash, and it will be opening this spring. That's the new news with that. All right, so that's going to do it for the news today. Yeah, that Universal news is really the big thing that is really interesting and will be very interesting to see as that opens. I believe 2023 is the year that Epic Universe should be opening, and I'm be guessing that Super Nintendo World opens with that when Epic Universe opens. So, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, if you have not heard of this, every summer, ACE, the American Coaster Enthusiast, they have something called CoasterCon. It's at a different set of parks every summer. You get to ride roller coasters, you get behind-the-scenes tours, you get food, you get all kinds of extra goodies and everything when you're at this CoasterCon. Of course, you got to be an ACE member to go to it. Well, it's January right now, and there are no coasters to ride in the Midwest, so the ACE Western Great Lakes region hosts something called No Coaster Con. It's at a hotel, and about 140 people, members, registered for this showed up. You get a lunch, everything included, and 24 different theme parks and manufacturers show up at this thing, either in person or they show up via video, but quite a few of them in person, and they present all the stuff that they're working on this year. So, I mean, we have parks from all over the place that were out there. We had, of course, the local park, Six Flags Great America, somewhat closer, Cedar Point, Kings Island. Also had Six Flags Fiesta Texas from San Antonio was there. The people from Knoebels were there in eastern Pennsylvania. People from all over the Midwest showed up at this thing. Kentucky Kingdom, Holiday World had a video this year, but Kentucky Kingdom was there in person. And there was some bad weather, so I think that stopped a lot of people from coming. Silver Dollar City usually generally makes it out there, but they couldn't make it. I think it was a weather thing with them. But it's always great to see these different parks and see them in person. And the really neat thing about it is this is your chance to ask representatives from theme parks pretty much anything you wanted to know. You can ask. You might not get an answer, but you can ask. And it leads to some really interesting moments from time to time with the reps, and you really walk away learning more about many of these places. Sometimes you find out about spots you maybe haven't heard about before, or you've heard their name, but, you know, like Dorney Park, what is Dorney Park? You know, maybe you're like, Dorney Park, I've heard it, but I don't really know what's there. Well, they were there and gave a 20-minute presentation all about a little bit about their history and about the different rides that they have. And one place you have heard about, if you are from the Chicagoland area like I am, Six Flags Great America. They were there to talk about their new ride, the Water Coaster Tsunami Surge. And after their presentation, I was able to pull the park's communication manager, Caitlin Keppel, aside and talk to her about everything that's going on at the park this summer, where they're at in construction. We learned a few more things in the question and answer session, too, that I'll talk about after this. So here's a few minutes with Caitlin just talking about Tsunami Surge and everything that Six Flags Great America has cooking for 2020.
Tsunami Surge is unlike any water attraction I think anyone has been on in the Midwest. It is a water coaster, and Tsunami Surge will be the world's tallest at 86 feet, so that's about 9 stories. It's going to have 3 gravity-defying uphill blasts. Water is going to propel riders uphill at speeds up to 28 miles per hour. You're going to have those swirling turns as well, and aqualucent effects. So it's like this fun light show, almost like in the movies when you see people traveling by the speed of light. Yeah. That's what you're going to experience.
So when you go into the tunnels, I'm looking at the graphic that you brought in. So when you're in those tunnels, are there actual lights in the tunnels, or is it like the sun hitting the tubes, or it'll feel like, I don't know, I've never been through it.
Absolutely. It's almost like a skylight effect. So okay, you're going to have light coming on through, and it's going to have green rings and dashes of light and different colors, and really create an out-of-body experience.
Very cool. And so I saw some of your pictures. Construction has began. And so just for people who are new or haven't been to the park in a little while, it's going right next to Max Force, between like Max Force and Viper, right?
That's correct. So it's going to sit right between Max Force and the Riptide Bay section of the existing water park. So that land plot that is open is where we're going to have the world's tallest water coaster.
And construction started? You guys have gotten underway with that?
Construction has started. We broke ground a few weeks ago and are hoping the weather cooperates and looking ahead to the spring.
And how about Rockford? So that's exciting. So you guys are now the operators of Magic Waters, and it's now Hurricane Harbor Rockford. What's going on out there?
That's right. So we are going all in on the Six Flags brand in Rockford and taking this Hurricane Harbor name to Magic Waters. It's the same great water park it's been for 34 years, and now it just has Six Flags behind it. We're so excited for the 2020 season. For the first time since 2017, we're putting a new capital with Tidal Wave, the Midwest's first and only tailspin water slide.
That looks neat. I also saw in one of your slides like a dive-in movie experience. So are people like floating in the water watching a movie? Is that how that works?
We're looking to incorporate some events that Magic Waters historically did in the past that were huge hits with guests into the Six Flags family. And one of those is dive-in movies. Some of those are night slides. We're looking to do a lot of fun and exciting things out there to just announce that we're now Hurricane Harbor Rockford.
Cool. And you have another festival going on at Great America, the Summer Nights, and with a parade and all kinds of other things. What are we going to see there?
From July 25th to August 2nd, we're going to introduce Great Summer Nights. It's going to be a unique county fair feel. It'll be the one time where we'll be bringing the parade back for the season. I know we're really excited about that, but it's an opportunity. There may be some special treats. We may bring the s'mores out outside of Holiday in the Park, bring them into Hometown Square. There will be fun games, really a family atmosphere and a good opportunity to enjoy those summer nights where it's later, a little longer, and it's warmer.
Was this your first No Coaster Con?
Yes.
Okay, what was that experience like, hearing some of the questions here from all the people?
We love No Coaster Con, and it's so much fun to have a group that's so engaged and so interested in everything that's happening in the industry, and it's really a group that we look to, too, for ideas and what can we do to better engage our guests.
Yeah, so there you go. Sorry, a little delay there on the button. I'm still figuring out the system. But it's going to be great once I do figure it all out. So a few more notes about the tsunami surge that I've got written down here. It is a tall ride, this ride that's going in. It's going to be tall. So people have been wondering, how will you get to the top of the water coaster? Will you sit on a raft and go up a lift hill? You know, if you've been to some other water parks who have these, you do that. You do that on some of these water coasters. Will you sit on your raft and then the conveyor belt sort of takes you to the top? Or will you walk up the stairs to get to the top, then get on your raft and then go? Well, we learned that, yes, you will be walking upstairs to get to the top. Also, another question, Six Flags had to stop operating their train ride when they put Max Force in. A lot of people wondering when the train will come back. Will the train be ready for the start of the 2020 season? I have an update. No, it won't. The train will not be operating. So the issue is a tsunami surge is going in right next to Max Force, where Max Force is. And so the construction continues in that area. No train to start the season. Assuming the water coaster is ready once it gets warm enough and, you know, summer starts, then they say they can start getting the train tracks back in. But at that point, this is me now. This is my opinion in the matter. You got Max Force running every day right underneath the bridge where those train tracks are supposed to be. Okay? Max Force is going to be packed. Second year of Max Force. I am skeptical that they're going to be able to get the train tracks put in on that bridge and get a train running across that bridge during the season while Max Force is running every single day. So I'm telling you right now, I have my doubts that the train will run at all this season. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I know a lot of you are sad and you hope that I'm wrong about this, but you heard her here first. I predict the train will not run in 2020. You know, I love train rides at theme parks. I know what you're saying. Who cares about the train? Give me my water coaster. Give me my super duper launch coaster. Give me my SNS air launch all day. Blast that train out of the park. No. We need the train. We need it back. But we need to be safe, obviously. So get the construction done. Get everything locked down. And then we will have our train. Right, so I want to thank each and every one of you for listening this week. I know it's kind of a shorter pod, but we've got so much going on. I talked to so many people at No Coaster Con. You can see my full TV report up on my Facebook page. If you follow me at Marcus Leshock on Facebook, make sure that you follow the public page, the verified public page there, and that's where you're going to get all my updates, all my videos. Just search Marcus Leshock on Facebook. In the coming weeks, I will have more conversations, in-depth conversation with representatives that I talked to there at No Coaster Con. We got Cedar Point, Kings Island, Dollywood, Santa's Village, Raging Waves, and then, of course, just all of the latest news that's happening in the theme park world. And please send me your messages. I'm mleshock@wgntv.com. You can email me there. You can find me on all the socials, Marcus Leshock on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything else. And it's just an exciting time at WGN. There's so much happening here, and I can't wait to get to it all. So push down, pull up on those lap bars. I'm Marcus Leshock. Peace out.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.